Mommy's going to share something with us. Just come quickly, Mom. It's an amplification of some things Pastor Kunle has shared. She was just whispering something to me, and I feel that, you know, she was whispering it to me. So I said, it's not for me alone.
Praise the Lord. I was just whispering something to him, you know. I didn't know, but we will thank God. Because yesterday, at the Gideon's, the Lord took us through a route. And I believe that this is the very essence of our Christianity. Amen. Father, let me just bow my head. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence with reverence and awe, confessing our sins, repenting of them, and asking for the cleansing and the purging of our consciences from all dead works to serve you, a living God. In Jesus' name we have life. Father, we ask that you will anoint, Lord, me afresh. Lord, I pray that you will anoint our eyes with eyes, that we may see. Lord, let me speak forth as the oracle of God. Distill waters from heaven. The Lord will transport, will change, and make us more like you. To the praise of God's glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, I was just praying when the Lord began to speak to me. I won't tell you everything about yesterday. That's why you need to be here tonight. But I will tell you about the tangent that I was whispering to my husband. I said, honey, you know there is a great difference between Savior and Lord. We all want Jesus as our Savior. We all want Jesus as Savior. Because who is a Savior? As an English or student, as a student of English, a Savior is somebody who rescues you from something. Jesus rescued us from danger. He rescued us from sin. He rescued us from death. He rescued us from sickness. He rescued us from poverty. He rescued us from the wages of sin and all its attendant ramifications. But Jesus wants to move from being Savior to Lord. So who is Lord? Who is a Lord? A Lord is a ruler over your life. A Lord is a person who is a master over your life. A Lord is not somebody you can argue with. It's a person who has absolute control and authority over you. You don't share the driver's seat with the Lord. The Lord has the front driver's seat and you move to the back. Even though Jesus was a person of the three Godhead, and when they were introduced to us, they were introduced as let us, Elohim. In Gethsemane, he still had to surrender to Father God as Lord. Says, not my will, but Lord, thy will be done. The Lord said to my Lord, seek thee. Brethren, even the three Godhead, they recognize hierarchy, authority. God the Father has a final authority. Then the Lord Jesus, and then the Lord Holy Spirit. And that's the divine order. And now, if in the Godhead there's lordship, how on earth do you think amongst us men, made in the likeness and the image of God, there will be no lordship? And you see, What saves us? What establishes us in our growth in Christianity is the degree that you have transported from being having Jesus as Savior to having Him as Lord. The babies in Christ who love ice cream and not strong meat will always want to have Him as Savior and not as Lord. But by reason of growth, God expects us to move from having Him as Savior to having Him as Lord. Now I want to give you two scriptures. The Bible didn't say that it is the fear of the Savior that is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible says it's the fear of the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, that is the beginning of wisdom. Which means if it's not established as the Lord, you cannot even enter into wisdom. That is why so many of us have sense knowledge, but do not have rhema knowledge. Wisdom from the Lord. Then the Bible also tells us, it does not say to us that it's by the fear of the Savior we depart from evil. The Bible tells us that it's by the fear of the Lord men departed from iniquity. Which then means, if the Lord is not Lord, you do not depart with alacrity from iniquity. He that nameth the name of the Lord, let him depart from iniquity. Brethren, in this precarious age, in this auspicious moment, the defining line between those who make it to the end and those who drop by the way is those who decide whether Jesus is only going to be a Savior or is going to be Lord. Because the Lord is in control. You don't tell Him what to do. He tells you what to do. If us having servants at home, and you get home, and Lizzie tells me, Mommy, hello, ashon yen ke loka, bed yen ko ke lo she, eh, ile yen ko mbe yen, buya ke gbe kini yen si be. Let me say it in English. My darling Lizzie, she's there, that's funny, my sweet lady. She comes to me and tells Mommy, you see that bed, make it home. You see that dustbin, Mommy, carry it. You see, Mommy, that cloth, fold it oh. I will ask whether... But that is what we try to do to God. Now we are laughing, but that is what we do to God. We tell Him what to do. And when He tries to tell us to do, we say, Koleto yen now. This, your Christianity is too much. Your own is too much. After all, I'm a human being. Does it sound familiar? But now, if I tell Lizzie, Lizzie, please, make my bed. Lizzie, please, can you help me pick this? Does it sound normal or it does not sound normal? Sounds normal. No wonder beggars are riding and princes are walking in the church. Because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. When we get born again, he shows us his gracious salvation. But then he expects us to grow up to say, Lord, speak, for thy servant heareth. What did Samuel say? No, Eli. When he heard the voice the first time, he ran to his servant, Master Eli. Did you call me? Said, no, I did not call you. The second time, he ran again. Ah! Then he realized that it was the Lord. And what did he say? Until you say, Lord, speak, thy servant heareth. You have not put your life in the hands of the master to Yaelo, to use you. Abraham, who the Bible says was the friend of the Lord. One day, sweet day, blessed day, the Lord appeared to him. Not when Isaac was a baby, but when he had developed a relationship with him and he had loved being a father. He now appears to him and said, take now thine only son, as if it is not enough. Whom thou love me, O fair mistake in me by you. It is not Ishmael. It is not the sons of the concubines. It is Isaac, in whom I have promised you, thy seed shall be called. That is that Isaac whom thou lovest. Take him and offer him, brethren, as a sacrifice. If that is not lordship, I don't know what is lordship. He did not say, get thee behind me, Satan. Many of us will say, get thee behind me, Satan. What have we even faced that we are questioning God? What has happened to us that we are blaming God? Abraham was to take Isaac, his only son, to offer. And he went. Now, brethren, to sum up this thing, because we cannot preach, you be a Gideonite, then you will know some other things. The parables will be more revealed. But we thank God that the parables are being revealed. So, the Lord said to me, he said, how do we evaluate the lordship of Jesus in our lives? How do you evaluate whether Jesus is Lord in your life? He now took us to a simple song that we sing every day without meaning, so that song can become an evaluating meaning in our lives. Every day, the scripture says we should reset our will. It's there. Set our will to do his will. And the song is, take my life. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. If Jesus is Lord. You see, that's the word Lord there. Until your life, you ask him to take it. The life is consecrated. The life is set apart from him. He cannot be Lord to thee. Amen. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. That means accept my life. You take it. It is separated apart. It's consecrated. That's when you can be my Lord. Take my moments. My moments. Take my moments. And my days. Let them flow in ceaseless peace. The Lord cannot be Lord. If your days. I didn't ask you to move on. If your days. Your moments are not flowing in ceaseless praise unto the Lord. Such a simple song, but so deep. What so profound, so divine, so great. Your moment, every moment belongs to the Lord. That's why I used to tell the lead intercessors, you do not even have, you do not have power over the privacy of your mind, not even for a second, because He is Lord and He is searching the reins of the heart constantly. If David, whom the Bible says was a man after God's own heart, had continued, because this thing is continuing. You cannot do it once and let it go. It is dynamic. It is moment by moment. It is minute by minute. It is David. Now let's look at the steps. The first thing was when kings ought to be in battle, he stayed at home. Jesus was not Lord at that moment. That was not like David that we know, who will cut the garments of Saul, who was a fallen king, and his heart will smite him. The very moment something had happened to the heart. Now the next level was he was taking a walk one evening and he saw. It still wasn't his sin, because if Jesus was Lord at that moment, he would have cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That was against the knowledge of God. That was against the knowledge of God. And called his wife in his own harem to come. That would not have been a sin. He not only did that, there was days, it was moments. They were not Lord. Those moments and days were not Lord. He not only took that, he called for the woman. Even when he called the woman, why didn't his heart smite him? Jesus, it is by the Lordship of Jesus, men depart from iniquity. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from iniquity. The fear of the Lord had diminished in the heart of a man whom the Bible says was a man after God's own heart. My brethren, if David failed, we can fail. Amen. And not only that, he took her, discovered the woman was pregnant. The fear of the Lord still did not grip him. He called for the man, Uriah, the man who was serving him. Ah, brethren, can you see how desperately wicked the heart of a man can be? This was the man who the Bible was saying was a man after God's own heart. If you do not put the Lordship of Jesus, the Word of God, the blood and the Spirit at work constantly. Constantly. Not only that, he sent for Uriah and gave Uriah a letter. Because when he sent for Uriah, Uriah refused to go inside. This man feared God. How can the ark of the Lord be in the, and my Lord Joab, the faithfulness of a man. Do you think he did not miss his wife? Do you think it was wrong to go into his wife? But the man refused. Because the call of the fear of God had gripped him. It was in Uriah, but it was not in David at that time. He sat outside. When it was heard that, because he wanted to plug the thing in so that he would say it was the man. But when the man did not go, at least pregnancy does not jump into somebody. When the man did not touch the woman, the story did not work. He now said what is going to happen. He now did everything. Made him drunk. And he now gave him. This is David though. He now wrote a letter. And the man carried his own letter. his heart did not smite him. And this faithful man did not open the letter. Do you know how many of you won't open the letter that the king used to send you? Let's be honest. Many people will open the letter. And the letter was that they put him in the hottest part of the war, so that he can die. Brethren, this is serious. And he wrote in the letter saying, set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retire from him that he may be smitten and die. What did Uriah do? Nothing. What did Uriah do? Nothing. Nothing! Now let's go. Here, can see how David lost establishing Jesus, God, as Lord. Let's look at the second verse quickly so I can go run quickly through this. Is this the second verse? Take my hands. Is this the second verse? Take my hands. And let them move at the impulse of thy love. When David was writing that letter, did God take his hands? Did it move at the impulse of God's love? Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. When he was walking on that corridor, was his feet being swift and beautiful for God? When he sent people to the battle, if he was tired to go, why wasn't he sitting and having their back praying for them? Next verse. Take my voice, young people. You know all the songs of the world. How many songs of God do you know and sing? You feel excited. It becomes a dreary when you hear the song, Christian songs, but you know all the songs of the world. Take my voice. If Jesus is Lord, he will take your voice and let you sing always only for your King. Are we saying that you should be dull? No, am I dull? See me all together today. I'm going for a celebration. You cannot tell us that we don't know what it feels. When you hear God, do we know God? Do we know God? Do we know God? Do we? That one, now God wins. So we are not deaf. We are not dumb. We know God wins. Sing the one where God wins. Not the one that says, chop my money, chop my money, chop my money, chop my money. You're not chopping my money, chopping my money, chopping my money, chopping my money. You chopping my money, chopping my money, chopping. May God don't let the devil chop your money. Oh. You think I don't know? I know. If Jesus is Lord, he will take your lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. You will only speak words that are seasoned with salt, edifying words that bring grace to the hearer. Amen. You will not use the four-letter word that does not bring grace to the hearer. Hallelujah. Next. Take. Hey, I love my Lord. You know something? God says, my son, give me your heart. He did not say, give me your silver. Because like I was saying yesterday, they corrected me because the Yoruba was not correct. But I'll say it now, it's in English. It's the person that has the servant, that has the goods of the servant. If you have the slave, you have the goods of the slave. So if God has your heart, naturally, your silver, your gold, and all that you have belongs to him. When he had Abraham, had God as Lord, Isaac was a done deal. It was easy for him to submit Isaac. And Isaac is more than silver, more than gold. If Jesus is Lord, you will give him your silver, you will give him your gold, and like that widow, not a mite would you withhold. Now I said to them, I said, look, God is not unrighteous. He says, there is one that scattereth and yet increaseth. But there is another person that withholds more than his means. Which means God does not say you should not withhold. He's just saying, you know which one is more than his meat. And if God needs, and you say, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, God knows. Let me tell you something. The one that is meat that you withhold, there's a covering over it. The other one is exposed. The devourer. The devourer. That's why it leads to poverty. The one that you should withhold, that is meat, God knows that one will be covered. The excess that God needs that you refuse to give him, the goat will eat. The devourer will not be rebuked over. Because when he said, bring ye meat, bring ye into my house. Bring that there the meat, and you have, and you do not bring me to the house of the Lord. The devourer will say, accusation, my honor. He will say, free, go. Oh, give me that scripture. Let's read it. Because sometimes when I, you know, it's interesting we don't preach about money in this church. Not much. We don't emphasize. But when God tells us to say, we have to say because it will not be complete gospel. Now, that's why I want you to read it yourself. So you will not say, maybe they said. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Go on, let me see with that. And I will, everybody say, and I. You see, it's a consequence. It is after you have done that. Then I will rebuke the goat for your sakes. And he will not destroy, he will not eat your yam pottage and your gland. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. Say it. The prophet. Say it. The Lord of hosts. Every time you say the Lord, be afraid. Because it means there is no negotiation. Like they said to them in the Euro. Out is out. No negotiation. Please give me the third verse or the fourth one. No, of the song. And all nations shall... Ah yes, that one is good now. Who have this? How many people want all nations to call them blessed? Yes, that is it. All nations shall call... For you shall be a delightsome land. Say it, the Lord of hosts. Now let's go back to the song. Not a mite would then take my intellect. You know, the Lord says, I'm the Lord God that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee the way to go. Except his Lord, he cannot have absolute control over your intellect. And if he has absolute control over your intellect, he will teach you and lead you the way to go. And the way of the Lord is always the way of prosperity. And it's like the light of the dust that shines brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Every power as thou shalt choose. Next verse. Take my will. This we saw with Jesus in Gethsemane. He was sorrowful unto death. And he said, Lord, Lord, can we negotiate this? Is there any other way? God didn't even talk to him. Then he said, take my will and let it be always only for my King. And then the Bible says the angels came to strengthen him. Every time, if Jesus is Lord, you will give him your will and make your will his, and your will no longer be yours. You will not be struggling for the steering with God. You will tell God, sit on the driver's seat. The steering belongs to you. Says he's the one that leads us the way we was. When I was young, I went wherever. Says, but now I go. Another man leads me to where I do not want to go. Let him lead you, because you cannot see. And where he leads you, says, I know my thoughts towards you. They're always thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected. You may not think that way is the correct way. What do you know? When were you born? Have you been there before? There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. If not, how can Rahab, a harlot, be the grand of Jesus Christ? Does that sound okay? And in that land, if nobody went into the house of Rahab, they died, because it was unto Rahab that the scarlet rope was hanging on her house, and it was him the spy said, there's salvation only in this house. I don't care how righteous you have been, but it was Rahab God chose. Look at Ruth, a Moabitess, who had no covenant. If it was us, those people would have died. They do not even have a few. That is why God is not us. Take my heart. That is why he said, my son, my daughter, give me your heart. Give me your heart. If Jesus is Lord, I was telling somebody, I said, you know, sometimes some of the greatest salvations that come to you come in still small voice. Sarah, don't do that. Very silent. If you obey, you will see down the line. If you disobey, initially it will not look like disobedience. It will be a small tangent. But the more you continue, you now see that, and to come back sometimes may be very difficult. But even if you come back, sometimes you may have suffered loss. But thank God for the mercy of God that is always restoring us back. He does not desire that any man should perish. So if you are here today and you are walking in disobedience, let mercy speak. It's by mercy we are not consumed. Let mercy restore you to your former place with God. That is the reason why this is being shared. Let Jesus become Lord over your heart. Take my heart, it is thine own. Let your heart be Jesus' royal throne. Let God have a seat in your heart. Is that the last one? No, this is my favorite. Take my love. My Lord, I pour thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only shared with my husband, shared with myself, shared with ambition, shared with desires. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Can I have you, minstrel, sing the song? Amen.
Take my
Let's stand to our feet.
Life and let it be.
In the light of what we have heard.
Lord, to thee.
out one last time.
Take my love, my Lord, I pour.
Sing it from your heart. Mean it.
It represents your mind. That's where our problem is. The battleground is mind, will, emotions. That's the battleground of Christianity. That's what God wants. My son, give me your heart. I know you've given your life to Jesus. That's not what we're talking about. You see, I want that will. I want that mind. All those your feelings, I want them. Your affections, your emotions, I want them. And that's what most Christians haven't given to God. Savior, yes, they want healing, deliverance, but they don't want to give him, they don't want him to be Lord. Or let's say it this way, because that's a little bit absolute. It's all relative. It is the measure to which you give him your heart that you will really enjoy his lordship, his protection, and all these things. Everybody wants all the things, but you can't have him as Savior and not have him as Lord. It's the degree to which you have him as Lord that he will be effective, even as Savior, where the rubber meets the road, particularly in these perilous times. Put that hand on your forehead, raise your other hand. We're all going to pray. I thank God for what Mommy has shared. I think, you know, this is what God wants us to hear today. We just, after this prayer, now we're going to praise and worship and just go to the end of the service. But I want you to understand what Mommy has shared today is of crucial importance because of the days ahead. That's part of the prophetic ministry. The Bible says he will show you things to come. Doesn't mean God will come and tell you detail on 22nd of April, it's going to happen on the 2nd of August. He's going to know. By preparing like this now, you are preparing for the perilous, these perilous times that are still with us, that are increasing every day for the days to come. As you practice making Jesus Lord every day, every hour, every moment, you are actually fortifying yourself and preparing yourself to overcome the evils of these perilous times that are ahead of us. It's not a thing to play with. Practices, practice makes perfect in everything. And true of this too. As a young boy, I was 21 years old. I had a stack of records. Like the kind of thing Mom was talking about, music. Deep Purple. Black Magic Woman. I didn't know, I didn't even understand the spiritual implications of those things. They were demonic. Stairway to Heaven. Hotel California. All demonic things. I didn't know. And God said, go and throw everything away. Throw it away! And they cost hundreds of pounds in those days. Because Jesus was Lord. I went, I took it. He said, don't give it to anybody. Don't give it as a present. I took it. I wrapped it around. I put it inside. There's one kind of chute we had in the hostel. Once it goes down, you can't get it again. Raise that hand. I don't know what it is in your own particular life. Each person, you will have a point where God is dealing with you today. Once you leave this service, or even before, there's something you can do. Practice it. Say, Jesus, you are Lord. I take that away. No more. I was 21 years old. 21. Things that excite children and all of that. God help me. I made Jesus Lord. He wants you to do that. Raise a hand. Say, Father, we confess our sins. And so we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. we have life. Father, we repent where in every area of our lives where we have not made you Lord. Lord Jesus, where we have contended with you, where we have not allowed you to have supremacy over our mind, our will, our emotions, our desires, our time, our deeds. Lord, I make a fresh consecration today to make you Lord over my mind, over my will, over my emotions, over my strength, over my time, over my intellect, over my resources, my silver, my gold, my money. You are Lord. What you say goes. What you do not say, or what you don't want, I will not do. By your mercy and by your grace, I make this fresh consecration today to make you Lord in every area of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jeketo frenengaras. Li prenenzo kotoske frenenga. Li priketusku frenenga. Jeketo frenenga. Lupradas. Pray in the spirit, because that's what's going to release the power. It's going to take power to do it. To keep that will in line, to keep that mind in line, to keep those emotions in line. Likrona matulo mashala. Lumbridika tu frenes. Lombre ketoska. Now, Yokotofre, Umbrdolos, Tufrenes, Noska Fredes, Jiki Tufrenes, Nungradaras, Noska Fres, Jiki Tufres, Lupridis. No fredeles, niki tu frenes, zofrenes, longaras, gilibridias, tu frenes, nungridiles, tu fredeles, tu frenangaras. In Jesus' name. Mommy said something. This is dynamic. Dynamic means it's constantly moving. This consecration. So it's not just, okay, we've prayed now, that's the end of it. No. You take it with you. Moment by moment, hour by hour. And you keep checking yourself, you know. A parable came to me. He said, the man had two sons. He said to one son, go and do my will. One said, I will not. The other one said, I will. The one that said, I will, went, but he didn't do it. The one that said, I will not, he said he repented himself and then he went to do it. Let me help you. All my people, you know, let me help you. This is it. Whenever you are doing anything and you suddenly discover, I'm on the wrong track, quickly be like that boy. I will not. Of us, you know, nobody's, you know, we understand you go through, you know, you're already on the wrong road. You just remember, say, I will not. Jesus is Lord. I will not. I will not. I remember. Jesus is Lord. I will not. I've shared this testimony before. I was a 21-year-old boy. I was in England. There was nobody with me. It was not like today where, you know, there was internet and it was me alone. My father gave me £3,000 for my whole year. I had it in a bank account, NatWest. I could do anything I liked. This is a true story. I will not. This same London I used to go to, I'll go and buy clothes, go everywhere. I was giving my money to missionaries. There was a girl I met when we were doing registration. She came to my hostel. You know, we had seen in the Nigerian embassy, you know. And she got my number and everything, you know. And then they just called me from the Porter's Lodge and said, there's a miss something. She wants to come up. God said, I will not.
My ministry would have finished before it started. I will not. I'm teaching practical. Make Jesus Lord. I was only 20. I wasn't even 21 yet. And she was a fine girl, you know, Nigerian girl and all of that. She went to Oxford. I was in Imperial College. God, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Remember. You're a Christian now. I will not. I remembered. I will not. So I told them on the phone, don't let her come up. I will go downstairs. So I went downstairs. Don't spiritualize. You bind the devil. The devil will bind you. I went downstairs. And I said, let's go to Wimpy. It was the Wimpy bar in those days, like McDonald's. So we went in. It was public. Everybody was there. You know, I told her, I said, I'm a Christian now. And I told you, you know, and that, you know, if you want, we have to be friends, then you have to be a Christian. You know, I can't, you know, because I've changed. I'm a Christian now. Now you're looking at me funny. You know, I never saw her again until today. Don't you never say, I will not. Jesus is Lord. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. I will not. Be like that boy. You feel like, but you, I will not. I will not. If God doesn't want it, I will not do it. Throw away the record. Throw away the girls. Throw away everything. God will give you better girl. See this one now. She'll be fine. I be no fine. God's ability way good. Eh? Don't throw your life away before it starts. And let the devil tell you a lie.